So this is our first...
Yes, this is our first Whiskey on Sundays.
Whiskey on Sunday.
Yeah. It's
It's an experiment.
It is. Well, the reason why we are doing this is that I am moving far away.
To the Lesser Antilles.
I don't even know where that is, so I can't play off of that.
No.
I don't know maps.
The shitty song from from Karen O.
And, oh, the map.
Oh, my God, I hate that song.
So, yes, I'm moving across the country. So we figured that we're going to be talking every week, most likely drinking when we talk. And why not record it for everybody else's listening pleasure?
And you can either listen or not. It's entirely up to you. We have no stake in this.
No, really, we really don't. There are no sponsors.
We don't have any steak either. We did have some eggs.
I was just going to make a really, really, really bad advertisement for Milton's Beef Curtains.
No. 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 So we're going to do whiskeys on Sundays.
Yes.
And what is today's whiskey?
Today's whiskey is a Macallan 12.
Wow. Not 12 Macallans. It's still too early for 12 of them.
It's
all right.
Too early.
So let's we'll
work on
12. Let's start off with a clinkety clink clink. Oh, that is lovely.
See, that's why I prefer scotch to whiskey.
I like all kinds of whiskey. I like the bourbons. I like the Irish whiskey. I like, just not a big fan of moonshine.
I had moonshine for the very first time last year in Florida.
That kind of rhymed and was almost a song.
Yeah. Well, it was not as tasty as one might think it would be. I don't think anyone thinks it's going to be tasty.
No one ever says, you know what would be really good? Let me just get some very high proof alcohol and not age it or anything to what you use to get flavor for a whiskey.
Let's skip that dessert wine, because my friend has some bathtub gin that would be delicious.
You know what would be really tasty? Let's make it in Florida, commonly known as the worst state in Connecticut.
Florida is the worst state in Connecticut.
Ugh.
We have this superiority complex because we're the Napoleon of,
well, I've
of
lived,
the
I've
United
lived in Florida,
States.
So I can compare.
Well, I've been to Florida.
I hadn't been to Florida before I moved to Florida.
Oh.
Yeah, I went straight out. And my first Florida experience was the free shot glass of orange juice they give you at the border when they confiscate all your books.
Why did you decide to move down there?
I had no job. I had been laid off, and I could not get a full-time gig. And my friend was moving down, and he's like, "You should come with me. It'll be cheap." And I'm like, well, being homeless in Florida, if I can't get a job, it'll be easier and warmer.
No, because you won't freeze to death.
And it was coming up on February. So I'm like, yeah, that's what I'll do. I don't want to live in my mom's house again.
So you got down there?
Got down there. I had a job within a week.
Nice.
And hated it. Hated
it. Was it retail?
Oh, I worked at an overnight pharmacy. And,
did they have a bottle of chloroform just taunting you?
No. It was, I ended up having crazy roommates and, an overnight job, and I didn't sleep very well during the day. And it was just this creeping madness that comes with long-term sleep deprivation.
I can definitely understand that.
After 6 months, they told me I had to come in for a meeting at noon, and I get off work at 7, and that's like telling somebody, you know, we need to have you in a meeting, it's at 2 o'clock in the morning.
I would be upset, mainly because that's me time.
Yeah.
Like, I'm up anyways, but...
And they're like, you have to go, and I showed up, and like, there was nobody else in the night shift there, and I'm like, what the fuck, I was so livid, and then they gave me the employee of the month, and that's why they wanted me there. And they give
me, this is bullshit.
They give you a free... No, because I've been so sleep-deprived and nutty, I'm like, I have to leave before I cry. They gave me the employee of the month. I just got... Thank you very much for this AM/FM radio. I'm going to go home now. And I'm like, I got to get the fuck out of this state.
So how long were you there?
I was there 7 months.
How long did it feel?
Oh, it felt ages. Ages and ages. And I ended up having to move back in with my mom anyway. Till I could get an apartment. But I went back up for my grandparents' 50th anniversary.
Okay.
While I was there, I got a job.
In Connecticut.
Know, yeah. So I took my vacation, came back, worked out 2 weeks, and then packed everything up into boxes. And I'd already spent most of my savings on the trip for my grandparents. So I had to take a Greyhound.
With a bunch of boxes?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I went through and threw out stuff I didn't absolutely need. And I hadn't brought everything I needed in the first place down. So I just wrapped these boxes and threw them underneath the Greyhound and set up north and realized that all my CDs were either in the luggage underneath, wrapped up, duct taped into boxes, or the CD wallet, my travel wallet, which was going to have my 24-hour road trip music, was sitting in the condo next to my roommate's stuff.
So you had nothing to listen to on the ride home?
I had the CD that was in the CD player that I had.
Do you remember what it was?
It was Living in Oblivion, 10 hits from the 80s. That someone had, my roommate's sister had given it to me for my birthday. Because I spent my birthday in Orlando, and I knew four people.
Did you go to any of the theme parks when you were down there? Or
just... Well, I went to the first day we got there. We did, because we drove down with his grandparents, because his mom lived down there. So we drove down with his grandparents, and then the mom and all the extended family, because a lot of them moved to Florida, all came out, and we went to King Somebody. It was like one of those dinner theater things.
Oh, like medieval times?
But not as cool, because there was no horses. But it was one of those big, you know, you get trenchers of food and pitchers of
mead and
booze. Well, not even mead. It just Bud Light. Shitty wine and Bud Light. And like, then, you know, they spin all the food to have it make it sound medieval, yet they're trying to serve you ice cream for dessert. It's like, what? How is that? It's not, no. They didn't have ice cream in the Middle Ages. I'm pretty, no. But that was our first, was like King Somebody's something. Then his aunt worked for SeaWorld, or knew somebody who worked for SeaWorld, so we got in free to SeaWorld. Then...
I don't understand SeaWorld.
SeaWorld...
It's just like, would you like to look at a gallon of fish?
Well, they do the... No. Well, there's a thing where you can pay money, because all the dolphins that flunk out of hoop jumping school...
Yep.
They just swim around in this dolphin habit trail, and... you can feed them during dolphin feeding time, which is great because they have to feed them anyway. But they allow their guests, their customers, to pay extra money to buy fish to feed the dolphins.
So they make money?
They make money feeding these dolphins. They're going to have to feed anyway.
Right.
So, and you know, and these are like the freaking, these are the, they really, they have all the scars and eye patches, and they're the messed up. They're the remainders. They're the irregular dolphins.
They actually have that tattooed on them like a stamp.
Yeah.
Or like a pair of jeans would at JCPenney Outlet.
So we did fall for it. We're like, oh yeah, let's feed the dolphins. Here, take more of my money. Wait, we didn't pay to get in, so I guess it's a wash. But then we realized, you know, they didn't frisk us for fish on the way in.
We could have brought our own fish
and fed these dolphins. Damn. For that matter, we're at SeaWorld. This fucking place is full of fish.
So you were going to wear just a raincoat next time with reinforced...
I'm going to wear a fish plastic, coat. What are you talking about? I'm just going to wear...
Just smuggling fish.
Just going to wear a clear coat made of Ziploc bags full of goldfish and a big pimp hat.
And a cane.
And a cane.
And the cane had to have, like, a little goldfish in it as well, along with platform shoes.
Nice.
And then by the time you leave, you feel like you've lost so much weight.
Well, and the thing is, yes, you have less water and fish when you leave, but also, under that 90-degree Florida sun, you've also lost about 50 pounds of water weight.
Yeah.
As you can tell from the guy in the Shamu costume who's passed out in the corner. Then my roommate got a job at a water park. The water, like all those amusement attractions give you passes. Like you
to get other places.
A certain number of months, a certain number of guests you can bring into their place. So, you know, and what happens is you develop this network of friends who work at different attractions. So they're like, oh, hey, I have 16 passes this month. You guys want to come and slide down the water slide? I want to go see Indiana Jones run away from a boulder. Let's do this. Where's the Mickey kid? Anyone? Excellent. And I'm like, hey, guys. I'm working overnight here at pharmacy. I can probably get your photos developed in an hour.
I can't get you any drugs because they don't let me in the pharmacy. Did they have you counting the pills in the pharmacy?
No. The building, the pharmacy itself was not open 24 hours. It was, so I would, we sold mostly, we were on a tourist strip. We were down the road from Universal Studios.
Okay.
So mostly we sold sunburn cream to English tourists who had caught on fire. We sold flowers and cards to dudes coming home drunk at 3 o'clock in the morning.
And Gatorade.
We sold beer until midnight, and then we couldn't sell beer. So then from midnight to 4, we argued with customers that we couldn't sell beer. And then cold medicine, mostly. That's what we sold.
Between 12 and 4.
Between 12 and 4.
Yeah. Now, you said that you had some fucked up roommates? Or neighbors?
I had crazy roommates. My friend was moving, and he's like, yeah, we have a place. I'm like, okay, cool. It turns out the place we had was actually just a room in his mom's condo.
Lovely.
And she was supposedly moving out of Orlando proper into one of the tonier areas of Orlando metro area into a house with an actual single unit house that's not in a complex.
Okay.
So we were going to rent the whole condo from her. Well, that didn't happen. So it was her boyfriend, my friend from Connecticut, and his little sister, and his mom is crazy. I'm not used to crazy moms, so it was weird, and I just felt like...
Like how so crazy?
Like weird rage things, like constantly fighting with this boyfriend, constantly fighting over trivial things, like the placement of forks, and... It was weird. It was just very stressful. Another reason why I didn't sleep very well during the day, because if she was home, she was fighting.
That sucks.
Yeah, it was unfun. It was extremely unfun. But there was a pool, and Jay and I used to play the drowning game.
What? Well, you're apparently still alive, and I'm assuming that your friend is still alive. So what is the drowning game?
Sure, he's still alive. A drowning game is kind of...
If by still alive, you mean that he is still collecting the welfare check. Yes, he's still very much alive.
He and I came up with this game where it was kind of like...
Wait. You came up with this game and you asked if I've ever heard of it?
Yeah. I figured it was so popular after we came up with it. It must have gotten its way back here.
I don't know. Tell me about it.
All right. What happens is, it's kind of like... Kind of like a UFC match, you know, with a submission and thing, but underwater. So it adds extra urgency. You basically try to drown each other, and then once somebody taps out,
That's terrible.
It's fun because it's, you know when it starts? When it starts. It's a surprise starting game.
Oh my god.
So you're like, la la la, swimming. Oh! Slash, dunk, splash, dunk, thump, thump, thump. Tap, 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 tap. Aha, I win. That's how it usually went. And it was a lot of fun. Maybe a little gay, I don't know.
If someone passed out during the fight? What if someone was like, nope, not giving in, not giving in?
Oh, we were both pussies. There's no way that was going to happen.
Alright. And then... Because if that happened, technically would they have won?
Oh, probably, yeah. Probably, we would put that on the gravestone. All-time champion. The best... So this would involve booze, because that's real safe. Safe, right?
It helps for decision making.
Yes, and then I had a problem with I wear glasses or contacts, and contacts don't work very well in a pool because they tend to wash out.
Yep.
Glasses don't work very well in a pool because they tend to come off your face and get squished. Especially if you're trying to drown somebody.
Yeah.
So, it was late night, we were drinking in the pool, and I'm like, oh, it's on, it is on. I just knew that I was going to fucking come out. It was very close to the championships. So this was late in the season.
Late in the season of drowning?
Of drowning game. And my glasses are off, and we're swimming, and two friends of his from two girls had shown up from Wet n Wild, which when he said he got a job at Wet n Wild, I was very excited. Turns out it's a water park.
Turns out not a strip club.
Not a strip club. No.
Not a strip club at all.
So we're swimming, we're drinking, and I'm like, oh, it's drowning game. So I see Jay swim by, and I'm like, boom, I grab his leg and I pull him under, and I get punched in the face, and this dude who I don't know goes, what the fuck are you doing?
I'm like, oh my god.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were somebody else who's wearing the exact same color swim trunks as Jay. My apologies. He's like, what the fuck? And I'm like, oh my god, I'm going to have to move. And luckily, the guy was not supposed to be in that. He just like hopped the fence to go swimming.
Well, and then he left. And so you're like, oh, you know what?
Yeah, that's how it goes. And Jay's...
Served its purpose.
And Jay's two lady friends from Wet n Wild were like, what's up with your friend trying to drown strangers? I think we should go. And we're not going to go swimming with this guy.
I used to love swimming. Yeah, drowning. Yeah. I used to love the swimming in my friend's in-ground swimming pool. But the unfortunate thing is that we would always try to, like, hurt the other person. And, I mean, at one point I fell
off. So you do have this game?
No. Not the way that you have it. Like, it was unintentional on my part, always. But we would play, like, Marco Polo and Fish Out of Water and Shark. And Shark was Marco Polo where you didn't say anything. So instead, like, you had to use your ears with your eyes closed and, like, try to tag somebody. And I remember, I actually still have a scar on my inner thigh from my brother because he...
This got really gross real quick.
No, it didn't. It's going to get worse. My brother refused to cut his toenails.
Ew!
For the longest time.
Ew!
And so his big toe basically just... It looked like a piece of celery. That's how fucking gross it was. And I'm swimming after
him. Same color.
No.
No, not green?
Thank goodness, no. I'm swimming after him, my eyes are shut, and all of a sudden I feel like something hurts. And so I'm like, hold on. Go back to the surface. I'm coughing, sputtering, wiping the water from my eyes. And I look down, and there is a crescent-shaped disc, like, cut on my leg. And I'm like, you just stabbed me with a fucking toenail.
Luckily, you were in a high bleach environment.
Yeah, well, it still hurt like a bitch.
Did you get a tetanus shot?
No.
No?
Isn't tetanus for metal?
Well, you could be wearing, like, a metallic nail polish.
Yeah, my brother's part robot. So
he's my half brother. We had the same parents, but he's only half of my brother. The other half was designed in a lab.
The other half was crushed. Now
he's more than the MCI.
The one in Florida, though, was that an in-ground pool?
Yeah, it was the condo complex pool. So it was a huge pool. Yeah.
I'm so excited when I move. There's a pool there. And two hot tubs.
What do you need two hot tubs for?
When the other one gets, like, I'm too cool for it.
Oh, no. When the other ones get full of 50-year-old swingers?
When the other one is full of man ball stew.
Man ball stew.
I'm looking forward to moving, but I'm also terrified about it. It's like, I don't know a lot of people that live out there. I do have a lot of people that are friends with my friend that lived in Portland that are like, oh, when are you coming down? And one of them wants to do a photo shoot, and the other one wants me to, like, come and visit and stuff. I'm just sitting there going, this is awesome. I'm starting to freak out because I'm not moving with somebody that I know. So, I mean, at least you had that type of barrier.
Yeah.
Where you had the friend that you moved with. But then if you do move with someone, there's a tendency of, like, if they know other people and you don't know people, then you start to feel left out. And
oh, yeah. I totally got that when I moved.
Ugh. That would have pissed me off. I wouldn't have been able to handle it.
We worked at different schedules, first of all. We worked at different places. He worked at cool place where his work uniform was a pair of swing trunks and a whistle. He, his parents were off the boat English, so he genetically not capable of extreme sun exposure. Somehow he worked through the burns and turned into this, like, brown 60s surfy dude.
Super tan?
Super tan. And his hair got blonder and blonder and blonder every day I saw him. And then I couldn't look at the hair anymore because the light would reflect off the hair and just, like, stab you with daggers. Hair daggers.
Hair daggers.
It's worse than toenail daggers.
Is it?
No. Nothing really is worse than toenail daggers. Toenail dagger. No.
I can't think of anything to go with it.
Nothing goes with it. Nothing at all goes with it.
It does kind of sound like an infomercial song, though. Oh, my God.
It's like chocolate sauerkraut. Nothing goes with it.
There is an infomercial that I just saw, and it's called The Shticky. And Vince is back.
Vince is back.
Punched a hooker in the face, and he is back selling shit. And I went, I want this now. Because he made fun of himself in it. And he's like, for those shticky situations, and he holds up the press board that has all of his information on it, and they take a picture. But he's holding the travel shticky. And it's like a lint roller that you can reuse.
Like a washable lint roller.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm just sitting there going, I want this now. It's like the Dollar Shave Club.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Still waiting for my razor, by the way.
Oh, when did you order it?
Alejandra, get your ass in the gear.
Or maybe it's Mr. Bear. It's the bear.
No, I think Alejandra's too busy boogieing with Mr. Bear, and they're dancing. And they haven't sent me my fucking razors yet. Look at me! I need a razor!
But I thought
my team got knocked out of the playoffs last month!
Okay, when did you order them?
I ordered them in April. And I was told that, unfortunately, because of the large volume of response they've had from their viral video campaign...
Which was fucking amazing.
Which was amazing. They would be unable to fill my order until early May. It is early May, motherfucker, and every day...
It is mid-May.
I go to the thing, and I'm like, where's my, I can't, fuck. So I'm using disposable lady razors on my face. I'm not going to buy new blades for my razor, because why would I do that?
Yeah, you're getting them in the mail.
So I'm using, like secondhand razors, you know, I'm like, So it's probably really psychically gross, like, where has this razor been? It's the pink razor that's in the bathroom in my house.
Yeah, but it's not like you haven't been there, so...
There's a couple places I haven't been, and I'm not going to.
Ew.
Yeah, because it's not just me and the lady wife.
There's the...
Frequent house guests.
Oh. And they use your razors?
I don't know whose razor it is. All I know is I pay rent, and they don't.
I would never, ever use a razor that I didn't know where it had been. I actually take my razors out of my my bathroom. Or, well, I put them in a specific area when I'm done with them. And it's my bathroom. I mean, I live with two people, and they have their own bathroom.
Did you really have to use finger quotes when you said people? That was not,
I
not
didn't, cool at all. I not didn't. I cool rubbed at all. My face. I rubbed my face. I might have air quoted just because
I live I was with like, two people.
Shut up. No, but I have my own bathroom, and so you'd think that I wouldn't have to like squirrel away things. No.
Nope.
if for some reason I do happen to leave something in the shower, I throw it away and I use a new one because I'm wasteful and American. But did I have you? No.
Okay. Yes, you have.
All right. I have a neighbor that lives upstairs who is the noisiest neighbor.
Okay.
Ever. I've been up since 6:30 this morning, and it is a Sunday, which is a goddamn shame because I don't need to go to work. And he kicks around, does everything. He slams his door shut downstairs, and he screams outside on his stoop, which is located right next to my bedroom window. I came to find out this guy has people come over, and they practice ninja skills in the backyard.
Wait a second. They practice ninja skills.
Ninja skills.
So, like, climbing walls and cutting throats, or
like sparring with is it Boken or Bakken?
Boken, the bamboo swords.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yep. Sparring with those. And one day, I was having a tag sale, and I see the guy that he's training. And the guy that he's training is like very tall, lanky, nerdy he's glasses.
Training this guy.
Training. Yes, this is the appropriate use for air quotes. He's training this guy. And he walks out with pretty much a dish mop handle and, like, another dowel. And the guy that is my neighbor walks out, and he's kind of, like, staggering a little bit. And he's holding a fucking sai in one of his hands. I'm like, this motherfucker is drunk. It wasn't even...
With his mail-order internet... ninja weapons.
He Craigslisted a friend, and he was like looking for a bro to practice ninja with.
I gotta get my ninja on. You gonna get your ninja on?
And the funniest thing is, they
let's just meet over and have drinks and see if it thinks if anything clicks.
they walk to this van, and this van is a Shock Top brewery van. So you just have that orange slice with the mohawk.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Like, is this, like, do they steal it from the brewery? Do they
no, work I for... think maybe one of the dudes works for it, and he's or using maybe, it for, like, personal maybe
they're,
things.
Maybe they're the people who, because you can pay, you can get paid to put, to have your car wrapped in advertising.
Yeah, I know, I actually applied for that. Huh? And I was denied.
Why? Because you don't drive enough?
No, because I don't drive to a lot of places.
Oh, you should have lied.
I know. I should see if I could do that for, like, my trip cross country.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like, well, if you...
I'm going across the country. I'm driving across country 6 times. Because I'm not renting... I don't like pulling trailers, so I'm going to just...
I'm just going to keep going.
Going to keep going back
and forth. I mean, it'll take me a month.
Yeah.
And it'll cost me the same in gas.
I can fit a car. I can fit the car full of, like, half the living room set.
I'm not bringing anything. I'm selling everything.
Yeah.
I have 8 boxes that will fit in my car. My TV will fit in my car. My Tauntaun sleeping bag will fit in my car.
Which is good because it's also going to be your bed for the first month you're there.
I have to buy an inflatable mattress as soon as we get into Oregon.
Why?
Because my mom's coming with me.
Oh.
So, I don't want her to have to sleep on the ground.
Well, how much does an inflatable mattress cost?
Like $80.
How much does a shitty hotel cost? Like $60?
Yeah, but I don't want bed bugs. I don't want bed bugs. Like, I don't think you understand my mentality when it comes to vacationing. Camping for me is a 2-star hotel. Like, I can't, I have never lasted a week outside in a tent. Because if I don't shower every day, I feel like a monster.
Last time I went camping was finger quotes camping because we were in a trailer. A rented trailer, which was right next to the shower house and plumbing land. So it was like a really, really shitty hotel.
Yeah, but it was your shitty hotel that you were bringing her.
Well, it was actually my... It wasn't rented, it was borrowed. It was my grandparents' shitty...
Shitty hotel.
Shitty hotel.
Ice cubes just get in the way of destiny.
I think you made an assortment of cute-shaped ice cubes.
That's adorable.
So what is your biggest expectation? How is your life going to change the most once you move to Portland, Dia?
I'm going to be a millionaire.
You're going to be a millionaire?
Yep,
right away.
I'm going to sell my books. And I'm going to be able to live the life of a hermit.
Hermit crab. You're going to have to walk around with a shell on your back.
Okay, but
what? And little children will poke at you.
I'm always home.
You'll be in a bog.
I'm always home, Seth.
You'll be in a bog and children will poke sticks into your cave and flush you out.
I don't like this idea anymore.
No.
No. I like the idea of being able to work from home and also being close enough to the city that I can go around and have fun. Like, the place that I'm living at is a half mile from the train.
Okay, so you can walk it if you had to.
I'd walk it anyways.
Yeah.
It's not that far at all. And
it's cheaper than parking your car at the train station.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so there's always that possibility of getting into the city. And then...
So your car is going to be basically a grocery delivery device.
Probably.
Yeah.
But I found out that I'm going to be living like 2.5 hours from where they filmed the Goonies.
Okay. So there's treasure.
There is treasure. And Sloth Love Chunk. Sloth Love Chunk. And I know that you don't like the Goonies.
No, I don't.
Why don't you like the Goonies?
If I wanted to hear a bunch of loud screaming kids, I would just hang out in my living room with the windows open.
Goonies are good enough.
They're barely good enough.
Cyndi Lauper.
The Goonies
to differ.
Yeah, well, when their theme song tells you specifically, straight out tells you unequivocally, the Goonies are adequate. They are adequate. I don't want good enough. I want awesome. I don't want bare minimum.
You don't like the Goonies because they were complaining? They're kids.
They're kids. They slid around a lot. They screamed at each other. They screamed at things. It was the loudest hour and a half I've ever spent.
Were you even paying attention?
Including
they
the time...
They were losing their houses in Astoria. They were losing their houses, and they needed money.
You know what? That's really on their parents.
Yeah, but you know what? Then it falls on the kids. Because the parents are like, okay, we'll have to find another place to live. It's fine. But the kids are like, no, these are my best friends. These are people that I've hung out with all the time. I don't know if you, when you were growing up, you had summer games like I did. But we had summer, like, in the summertime, as soon as the lights in the world went down and the streetlights came on, we would meet under a streetlight and we would play games.
We had to be home by the streetlights coming on.
Nope.
All the games were before streetlights. There was Mr. Wizard.
Wait, what's Mr. Wizard?
Mr. Wizard made me cross your bridge.
No? I don't know what that is.
Oh, well, you would, the one guy would be Mr. Wizard. And he would say, Mr. Wizard. We would say to him, on the other side of this field or whatever, Mr. Wizard, may we cross your bridge? And if he said yes, we would have to cross the bridge. And if Mr. Wizard caught us, we would be on Mr. Wizard's side. And then we would help catch the other bridge crossers.
Is it like Red Rover?
It's kind of like Red Rover, but done more in a chaotic melee style. And then we'd try to drown each other.
Mr. Wizard sounds like a dick.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you pick the dickiest, douchiest,
cocksuckeriest. No, you pick the nicest one there, because he'd be the least effective Mr. Wizard.
Mr. Wizard, may we cross your bridge?
No, we were five, so it was may we cross your bridge.
May we cross your bridge?
Yeah, may we cross your bridge?
No.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
We'll just be over here.
Have you ever played Red Light, Green Light?
Red Light, Green Light? Yes.
Yeah.
Love that game.
What else did we play? Well, the guy who lived in the house next door, we would play Don't Tell Your Parents.
That's not a game, Seth.
No? What do you mean that's not a game?
No, this is bad.
Tickle Wars?
No. Please, let's not talk about
it. What does this taste like?
Oh my god!
What do you mean those aren't games?
molestation humor is not humor. I'm sorry. I can't handle it. So our games were a little more wholesome, but they were still very detrimental. Like, we would have a neighborhood-wide game of Capture the Flag.
Oh, it gets good. Good.
Where each... We'd pick four houses, and they would be the territories where the flags are. And so you'd have to go to each territory and capture the flag there. It was basically our childhood version of Risk.
Or Halo,
yeah. And then we'd also have Kick the Can, but we'd have three cans.
Oh, we'd have innovative.
We'd have a can at one house, a can at another house, and then a can at another house. And because you could hear them, like, getting kicked, as soon as one of them was kicked, all the prisoners got to run. And there were easily 15 kids in my neighborhood. And we would all meet under the streetlight. We also played Predator, which was the neighborhood-wide hide-and-seek. And I once hid for 4 hours and didn't realize it because I fell asleep. I found the best hiding spot ever. And I will never, ever, ever tell anyone what that is. Either that or
just in case, you end up going pro for hide and seek.
Oh yeah. If there's a pro
hide and seek league,
but only in my neighborhood. And then we played Bingo Dauber Tag.
Is this like Fuck, Marry, Kill?
No, Bingo Dauber Tag is like those bingo stamps.
Uh huh.
That you buy, you get them at the dollar store. You get like three.
So there's no dispute on whether you were tagged or not.
You would have to wear a white shirt, and it's a shirt that you can destroy. And basically, you get points for where you hit a person. So if you hit them, like, square in the head, you get 15 points. And you get a point for, like, every...
Did everybody get a different color?
Yep.
Nice. I want to play that now.
I know. It's so much fun. It gets really, really violent, though.
Can we do that in a pool?
I don't know, maybe.
I have to get, what?
Waterproof bingo divers.
Waterproof bingo divers.
They have to make those. I mean, there's got to be, like...
For bingo. For pool bingo.
Pool bingo.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, at Sandals, they have a pool bar, so why don't they have pool keno and pool bingo? Money.
I think this is how you're going to get rich, is you're going to open up, like a...
I'm going to call it water sports, and then the wrong people are going to show up.
Oh, you're going to go broke from just the bleach cost.
Gross.
You're still going to get, like, 90-year-old... You're only going to appeal to octogenarians. Yeah. And they all wear Depends anyway, so it's going to be the same amount of whiz.
That's just... I have the worst vision in my head. Basically, old people wearing swimmies and those, like, pull-up swimmer trousers. Why did you do this? Fuck you, brain.
Fuck you, brain.
Okay, moving on.
Hit a reboot.
Did you regularly have family vacations?
We had summer long vacations. Yes, my family owned a camping trailer, and school would go out, and we would have a campsite, and we would go to the camp and live in this trailer for a month.
Why?
My grandparents had a similar trailer in the same campground. So it was just apparently we thought it was a good idea. Well, when you were seven, you don't have a whole lot of input on family vacation time. And my dad would come up for a few days, because he worked as a fireman. So he would have a weird schedule where he would work for 3 days in a row, then have 3 days off. Then he would work 3 nights in a row, and then have 3 days off. He would be around for a bit, and then he would be home for a bit, and he'd be around for a bit. And I really think that's how my parents stayed married for so long, is that they kept on waiting for the summer. Where they can go part-time.
Like, were there other kids there?
Oh, yeah, it was full of kids. It was full of kids, and they were mostly dicks.
Okay.
There were some kids that I was friends with, and there was swimming every day, because there was a huge lake, and there was all these different games that you played, too. You know, you can play Mr. Wizard, but you do it in fields or woods. And Capture the Flag was a big deal, but it was forts that you built out of logs. And then there was tetanus and stitches.
A log. a lot of bleeding? Like, was it near a lake? Or?
It was on a lake, yeah. Oh, okay. It was, there was the lake. And I forget what the name of the campground is. And then my grandparents, we stopped going because we at one point realized that we don't like it.
Okay.
And we stopped going. I was in Boy Scouts by that time when we stopped going. And I'm like, more camping. More camping. With even more rain. How does this even work? There's more rain now. So then my vacations became the week at summer camp. You know, so I had my own vacation away from everybody in the family.
Was it an overnight camp?
Oh, yeah.
I did that too.
Yeah. Well, there was, when I was a 13, well, there was like the Cub Scout day camp before. Then when I was too old to be a Cub Scout and I couldn't go to the Cub Scout day camp anymore, I was actually working at the Cub Scout day camp. So that was like 6 years of that day camp. And that was you take a school bus into the camp. And
yeah, we had that. We had Camp Iapo.
This was Deer Lake. And it wasn't as good as the lake that we went to. It was a nastier lake. The weird algae.
But did you ever do an overnight?
Camp Sequasin was the Boy Scout, the overnight Boy Scout. And then we'd go for a week there. You'd go hiking and running and swimming and drowning and kill the boy. Yeah, you know.
That's pretty much par for the course at any Boy Scout camp.
Boy Scout camp, yeah.
Yeah.
Swore secrecy.
but you just ruined it.
Well, I'm the last one alive, which is why I got the buried Nazi art stash.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You won the death pool.
Yeah.
Or the death pool. Which is
kind death of an pool, ironic name. Death pool was the name of the arena of the drowning game.
Kids did die in that pool.
We didn't have a pool. We had a lake.
I actually went to 2 Christian camps.
The first one didn't take, so they sent you to a different one?
No, I went to both of them, both of them each year. And we'd go to one that was up in Maine. It would take 4 hours to drive up there, spend a week there, or 2 weeks there. And typically, we would pick something to do. My friend Laura and I would go, and we would do, riflery or sailing or something like that. So I learned I know how to sail.
And shoot guns?
Yeah.
So you could be a pirate.
I could be a pirate.
Jesus taught you how to be a pirate.
You could
be a pirate for the Lord.
Yep, and I know how to make a fire. And then the other camp was in Rhode Island, which was about a 2-hour drive. And we got to pick things from there. And I spent a week as the only girl at the computer camp learning DOS programming. And then I did a couple of weeks at there doing horseback riding.
So how many weeks total would this eat out of your summer?
Each summer? About 1 to 2 weeks for the one up in Maine, and then 1 to 2 weeks for the one in Rhode Island. It all depended on what I was interested in. Mm-hmm. and stuff like that.
Now, did your brother go to the same camp?
The one up in Maine was a girls-only camp.
Ah.
So there was actually one run by the same company.
Across the lake?
Not
in an 80s movie?
The one that I went to Camp Careth. And then across from that was a Catholic girls' summer camp. So we didn't actually talk to them.
Oh, no.
And then about...
Because they'd turn you Catholic or you'd turn them gay.
Probably. I don't know. So about a half an hour away was Frontier Camp, which is where my brother went. And that was an all-boys camp. And then they had an all-girls camp on the other side of the lake. So I have no idea what happened there, but...
Then there was the all-infant camp from all the children that were resulted from that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's also known as the Orphanage of Maine.
Yes. Tobey Maguire works there now, I understand.
Tobey Maguire?
Yeah.
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 And Michael Caine.
No, he died of an ether overdose.
Pour one out for a homie.
Stop pouring ether!
Do you remember learning anything from camp that, you actually use now?
Well, I don't often wander out in the woods, but I could, if I needed to, construct a primitive shelter. I could set things on fire.
Mm-hmm.
I can find firewood. What else did I learn? Mostly what I learned from camping is that children are cruel.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's mostly what I learned. So, I could probably taunt a chubby 10-year-old. I think I learned that in camp. I can successfully conceal when I pee to my pants, if I have to do that.
I don't know if I want to hear that story. Actually, no, I do. I want to hear that story.
Oh, it was a Cub Scout outing. It was an overnight Cub Scout outing. And I was 9-ish, I guess.
Okay.
And we were out in the woods in the middle of the night for a snipe hunt, in which we go looking for a snipe. And it is one of the things that they do in scout camps, where they send you out looking for something that does not exist. Like
it's basically like them holding a ball and going, go get it, and then pretending to throw it, and then just pocketing it.
Right.
So for 14
right.
hours, you're
right. So we had this ball. We had this vague description of what a snipe was, and we had to go out and find one. It was some sort of a bird of some sort that we were supposed to find. So we all went out. And I think it was so the counselors could smoke pot. I'm pretty sure.
Uh-huh.
But that camp we were in cabins, not tents. Cabins with bathrooms. That was awesome. But we were woken up and chased out in the night to go find these things, and it was cold, and I had to pee, but for some reason, I didn't want to pee against a tree because I wanted to wait. I was holding it to wait to get into the cabin, and we were out there way too long. And then I ended up peeing myself, and was able to conceal it long enough to get back, change, and wash out the pee jeans. And no one ever knew, which is good because the guy they did catch peeing his pants. That kid had a shitty summer.
Ugh. Kids are assholes.
Yeah, they are.
Actually, you know what? My favorite week of camp ever was Night Owl Camp.
Night Owl Camp?
It was at the campground in Rhode Island, but we would sleep during the day, and we'd go on, like, night hikes and like, random excursions. We'd do night swimming and stuff like that, and
you'd go see, like, wonderful. Great White would play, and you'd see them, and
It was a great...
That's nightclub camp. Yeah. I get those
confused. Nightclub camp. Okay. Well, I mean, we were carrying all those boxes full of alcohol, but we weren't told that they were alcohol at that point. It just smelled lovely. You know, speaking of alcohol, we should probably refill our glasses.
Clink, clink.
This has been the first episode of Whiskey on Sunday.
Sorry. We didn't have enough whiskey. We had plenty of Sunday, though.
No. But we'll be back next week. And we'll have some more whiskey.
Less Sunday.
Yes.
No, same amount of Sunday.
Okay, yeah.
All right, do you want to sing the outro song?
All right, what is it? Na 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 na
na na na na whiskey! Yeah! No, that's not it at all. You can give it a shot. What do you got? We'll just put them all on there and they can vote.
This has been an episode of Whiskey on Sunday. Whiskey on Sundays. It's like Tuesdays with Maury's, but neither of us is dying, and
we're both assholes.